let's go to see it.
And what factors do you think helped you to win, help the UNP and coalition to win in 65?
Main thing is the youth. We organized the youth. I was in charge of training of youth. And 5 years, we went on training them in 100 electorates. That's when I addressed every such gathering.
So you...
We had classes.
You had for quite some time?
5 years. Mm-hmm. From 1961 June, 4 years old, for this summer.
I know you took a great personal interest in this.
Yes.
Were there any others who you would say were your lieutenants in this particular...
Yes, there were four others.
Yes?
Four other lecturers.
Who were they?
One is Mr. P. D. Abhay Singh, a businessman and a graduate who knows about this economics.
Mm-hmm.
One Mr. Manava Singh, who died. He was a journalist, very high standard. Mr. Amunugama, he was a super great principal of a school before he joined us. On various subjects, train the youth, and some other stopgaps.
Mm-hmm. And you also got the party leaders to come now and
then? Yes, party leaders and prime minister, the leader, not others.
Not Mr. J.R.
General? No. And then girls and boys who had passed SSC or failed SSC. We had trained 23,000.
Mm-hmm. Didn't Mr. Basnaik's work also help the UNP to some extent? What extent did he try to do?
I don't know what he was trying to do.
Now in 56, lots of people say that the priests work for the MEP, but didn't the UNP, even in 56, have support from some of the bhikshus?
Yes, yes. UNP has support always from some bhikshus.
And in 65, wasn't it more pronounced?
No, you know, that counted only.
Mm-hmm.
That was not effective. Bhikshus called that they won the election. Mm-hmm. Here the youngsters who won the election. Thousands and thousands of youngsters were. Thousands. That was a strange thing for them, how these youngsters came to the UN. Still most of them are with us.
Mm-hmm.
But little by little they are getting disheartened in some cases, but then you go and meet them.
But don't you think they're leaving the party? No. But don't you think that with this cost of living rising and the unemployment problem still with us, the vote of the youth is going to be always anti-government, whoever is the
government. And it generally used to...
No, it was not so.
It is not so yet. So we have to see that they stay with us. Still we have that chance. And I think we will be successful. Yes.
Rani,
remember, they are observed for 300 actually. So that is all?
Well, virtually. I was just wondering how the party feels about the recent by-elections in the party.
The party is quite happy, quite satisfied. We have increased our oath acceptance in mentality.
What counted there?
There, you know, very bad times. Singhalese, Tamil, Kiri, verse and the verse. And Arji Senayak, you know, that area is very national minded. Arji Senayak went from house to house and got all of our supporters. That is what happened.
How
would
you say
Sarabji
Senayak's role
over the years? I can't assess it. Enigmatic.
Because he was with, he left the UMP with you and formed the MEP. But then
he joined the MEP, he helped the MEP as an independent.
Then he got into the cabinet. But presumably he may have been one of those who was against giving you a portfolio.
Maybe. But OED was the man, if I to tell the fact. They were frightened that if I joined that cabinet, I would have brought some understanding between Bandaranaik and Arji Senayak. That combination they didn't like.
Who is they?
They is the OED, because there is Rhodes.
How is it that OED remained?
If you know OED, now I know he was planning, plotting against me.
Yes.
Every time that Bandaranaik was trying to offer me the portfolio, he even went to me. I later left.
But, I mean, the whole country expected Mr. Bandaranaik to change its government.
No, no, he, you know, he embraces and has I pave the way, I also get money for the party and various other things, you see.
In fact, doesn't the SLMP have support from some capitalist interests?
I think they have more support from capitalists than me.
Like?
Most of these Pata merchants.
Bora?
Bora.
What about the Malibans and people like that? Where are
they? They also. They help us all.
There are some who give money to both?
Both parties. And you know, this, you cannot depend on merchants, businessmen. They are always try to be friendly with both parties. Another is money from the country.
From?
Another for this election.
From the merchant?
From the merchant.
Where do the Kasipu kings lie? Because they must have a lot of money.
Kasipu kings, but maybe on both sides.
But what about, say, Devi Nuwara? Shouldn't you have won that by?
We shouldn't have won. You could have won if you had the proper candidate.
You had the whole candidate?
Yes, I hated by the whole area.
So,
you know, this there is one thing lacking in the UNP, in selection of candidates sometimes. Unknown man is better than the man known and unknown. But we have, you know, our leader knows it. But so many factors to overcome.
Pressure groups,
various other things. Now if we had another young man for the government, we would have 1/50,000. It's unclear.
But of course the performance at Agalavastava, what do you think helped there?
And because, you know, those are things that people have not really thought of. Agalavastava was a UNP seat.
Yeah.
Agalavastava was Kannangal's seat. Agalavastava later was some UNP fellow, whoever he was. Then, three people contested it. Two people were UNP people from the area. Third man was a celebrity, Silva. You see? So Silva won by a small majority. Vote was divided almost equally between the other two. He won by a small majority. Then, after Silva died, this man, Anil Mulasinghe, he won because of Hemantana family. You know that seat is Gaitama mind. Maybe. That was an accident. It went to the... So when this man, one day told us, a celebrity, no. He was saying to Anagarika Dharmapala's flag, and I'm the grandson of so and so, so and so, that people are running down, going down for him. When he lost,
when he lost the election petition,
then of course it was nearly the time of the UNDC.
And was he really a good candidate?
He's a good candidate, man from the area. A good mixer.
But the fact is that half the Goigama vote went to Kaluna.
Yes, all this Asalapi vote and all votes. There is still this Asalapi crowd. Bandaranaga crowd.
In fact, I met Mr. Vilma Pereira the other day, and he told me that a speech of Asalapi Kalunaratna's against Mrs. B, and he made some reference to her in a...
A speech of one of the priests lost us 5 or 6 hundred votes.
Why?
They attacked. Some of the Samajis were coming over to us. You see, they were now platform here. Some Samaji fellows, yeah, so-called some Samaji. Former some Samaji fellows who worked for Arigurus here. Large number came over to us. So this priest was attacking them.
On the
platform, when the fellows who had come over were on the platform. You meet it. And naturally. You know, these are not the research in the election campaign. Now, they don't know what they say. Not that because they attack Mrs. Bandar, then they have the attack. That is it, night. In field.
The other side,
in their newspapers, others.
What about it? Kolonna, I don't know if you participated there, but I heard that a lot of muckraking went on.
That is true. I don't think people appreciate it either.
What about impersonation and bribe giving and buying votes? Did that operate at all in the recent election?
They are very clever at that. Although they say EMP is doing it. Other side is clever. It might have happened in Corona when was a judge. Impersonation is going on both sides in every election, in every apparent candidate doesn't know it.
But can it go on so
long? Now we lost due to the fact that you see 30 to 40 voters in every polling booth area were not in the register, or that would have voted for us, definitely.
Where?
Everywhere. Mm-hmm. Everywhere. If we fought election on this register, we would have lost. We would not have got more than 10.
Oh, I see. This is the cooked up register.
Cooked up register.
Which didn't work in 1960?
65.
Why?
But it was not ready. We went on the other register. Luckily. Mm-hmm. This was a case in any one electorate. All electorates, excepting for a few, because the village headman knew the votes going to the UNP and votes going to the other side. So he cut about 30 from here and added about 30 there. And then we lose 6 about 60 votes in every polling booth there, polling booth there. That means 2,000 to 4,000 votes.
Isn't
that was the greatest factor, I think.
Isn't it true that these people had more money than usual to?
Who?
To the SMSP, LSMP.
My God, I don't know from where they got the money. They simply threw money.
How do you know?
Because the way that they organized their meetings and the flags and things like that, and how they lewd and how they have organized their various groups, you can find out that money is spent, you can see. And you go around and make it. I think they spend more money than we spend, in many electorates. And then we know that they might have spent lakhs.
How much did UNP spend?
UNP also might have spent a good sum, not so much.
Good summing, roughly, very roughly.
I can see.
Just two final spheres. One about education. What would you say is are the aims and of your policy at the moment? What is the emphasis?
Emphasis means diversification.
Mm-hmm. Of the curriculum and any other aims which you consider very important?
Train people according to the needs of the nation, not blindly.
Mm-hmm. What is the position on the English language in schools at the moment?
English language is important. Mm-hmm. That has been neglected in the last 9 years before it came into power.
But isn't it true that in 1956 the MEP platform tended to play down the value of English language?
No, not 56. It's after that. English, we haven't got enough teachers. Now I'm getting out to experts from MNLT, training our teachers new methods. So they will be having refresher courses for other teachers. But we have got specialists and graduates to teach in advanced level class,
mm-hmm.
2 years. We intend doing a good intensive course in English, give those 4 years, that is lower level and upper level, 4 years. If we fail to get all necessary teachers for those 4 classes, we are having already, we have distributed 2,600 teachers for and everybody who will be entering university will have a good knowledge of it.
I'm also interested in your views from old days, from the 40s. Your views on the Ceylon civil service and now what is called the administrative service.
Yes.
Now in the old days, just around the independence time where colonial traditions prevailed, what would you say were its assets and shortcomings?
You know, they were trained for a different purpose. They were trained to help the foreign government to administer, to suit their purpose. And that attitude was there, although most of them, many of them were good and patriotic people. But they were trained in that fashion, and they thought that they were separate entity, higher lot, and their contact with the others, even they looked down upon members of parliament.
Yes, in fact, I was thinking of Kulyapitiya. When you were as MC, you made representation. Did you find that the GAs and AGAs tended to treat you as a Podiyanse, shall I say?
Not in my case, because I am a different man.
Mm-hmm.
In many cases, they treated members like that.
But after 56, it must
have... It was changed. That is the progress that was affected. That attitude was changed.
Mm-hmm.
Lot of good things happened in 1956.
So close identification with the people.
With the people. But they never realized that they were the people's servants. That government was formed by the people, they never saw.
But hasn't this order had one or two detrimental effects? More corruption?
Yes, other extremes. Not knowing what the members' duties are. They were trying to take the place of the official. That has created chaos.
Who, the MPs?
MPs. Chaos.
Making representations and...
Yes, sir.
Interference. Would you say that because of that, some of the administrators are frightened to act sometimes?
Some. Intimidated.
Mm-hmm. In fact, there have been complaints that both parties sometimes intimidate public servants because they have shown a partiality to one party or the other. They transfer them and things like that.
No. Some of these public servants became stooges or politicians, naturally. But some served as government servants loyally in that government, and are serving our government also loyally.
Now, what do you consider to be the MP's duty? Now, as a member for Kulipike, you find people waiting on your doorstep and asking for this thing and that thing. Sometimes A might ask you to help him to give a recommendation for one job. B might come and ask you the same thing.
Yes, sir.
So you must be in a peculiar position then.
I'm not in that way. But it's not a problem, big problem. Not the same job, same kind of job.
Oh, I see.
Not for the same job.
But say there's a land dispute between two people, and both sides come and petition.
No, I don't take sides. Allow it to be decided.
But then aren't you in danger sometimes of losing?
I don't care. In the long run it pays. People aren't so bad. Perhaps that particular individual will go against me. Because I was fair by both sides, I might get over against me. To
both sides?
To my side.
Yes, that's true.
So there are things like this. Things happen this time. In the selection of people, teachers.
Yes.
According to the ability, marks they score, in most cases, other cases. Now in my own election, MPM selected. Now I have people teachers appointed whose husband was the only organizer in that polling booth area, I guess. Young fellow. Office was there. He was the secretary. He was he organized the meetings for my rival. His wife was selected as pupil teacher. And I saw he had scored very high marks. So it's, I could do anything. I mean, although you are not to expect to do anything, you can, for various reasons, if he's not fit to be a teacher, you can say on various grounds that she's not fit. That's not illegal or not doing anything underhand.
Who contested you in 65?
On some things.
On the LSST?
LSST man who was the member of the area, former member.
What ticket was he on?
SLFP,
not LSST.
No. So you know what happened? Our fellows rushed to me and said, that's so and so worked too hard and he has been in 65. He has received 12 marks. So, any more of the officers, I have to attend to that, it's not my job. But they didn't believe me. So I said that even if I could, and I would have done the same thing because she had high marks. And I also have children. If my child is treated like that by some other government, but where I feel. So this was in Matrani. The whole area, the people were opposed to me, all judges. And those two came with Bula and said that we have been working against you, but still we have not taken revenge. We have given the grateful day and then the thing is settled. Sometimes you cannot win over, but it's in a simple exercise like this, go a great way.
How strong is the Marxist influence, and as Marxism, not as SLFP vote, in that area, in the Northwestern?
No Marxism. There is no Marxism as such. They don't know it. No, there is no Marxism.
No, but some constituencies, especially on the coast, have voted consistently for an SSP candidate. I don't know whether it's because of Marxism or not.
That's Marxism. There may be few diehards, that is all. Either it's on caste or some, oh, they don't like the UNP that's going from a caste, they may be thinking, or something like that, or through propaganda.
End of interview.